KUVO Jazz, and joining me in the studio today is Maletti Berhana Mescal, owner of the Whittier Cafe in Denver's only African espresso bar. All their coffees come from a variety of African nations. Now, the Whittier Cafe does more than drinks. They believe in social justice and supporting related causes. The Activist Coffee Shop is a nickname they proudly accept. Good morning, Maletti. Thank you for joining me on KUVO Community Connection.
Good morning. Thank you for having me today. It's a pleasure.
It's my pleasure. Congratulations on your 10th anniversary.
Yes.
That is amazing.
It's a big deal.
Yes, it is. So tell me, why did you want to open a cafe?
You know, a couple of reasons. First of all, it was surprising to me how many people didn't realize that coffee comes from Africa.
Well,
so we, you know, start, as do most things. But anyway, that's a whole different conversation. But, you know, you start your day every day with a little bit of Africa and don't even know it. And so for me, it was important just to teach people about, you know, the origin story about coffee and make sure that people understand and appreciate that contribution.
That's beautiful. And trust me, that's the first thing. Well, that's the second thing. After I thank goodness for being awake this morning.
Yes.
The next thing I do is my cup of coffee.
Me too.
Now, how many different types of coffee do you serve at the cafe?
So we have currently 4 different African countries. So we're still boycotting Ethiopia because there's some things going on there politically that we don't want to support. But we've got coffee from Kenya and Burundi and Tanzania and Rwanda. So just really good coffee. And people who really love coffee know that the premium coffees come from East Africa. And that is the base of everything that we serve at Whittier Cafe.
Wonderful. Now, let's find out about you. What's your favorite coffee?
Oh, I love a cortado. So I love a Kenyan base. That's my favorite espresso. And a cortado is just equal shots of espresso and milk. So it's a stronger latte, basically. But that's how I start my day every day.
I know, that's right. We all have our favorites, don't we?
Yes, we do.
Okay, let's talk about social justice and what are the related causes that you support?
Yeah. So, you know, I grew up in a family where that was just part of how we did things. You just care about people around you. You care about your community. So it was sort of ingrained in my life, you know, since I was a little girl, always active in community with my parents and family. And, you know, at the cafe, though, I'll be honest with you, I was trying to get away from it a little bit. I said, you know, let me go into a business that's transactional. But, you know, I think whoever you are, it follows you into everything that you do.
True that.
And so, you know, we do, we sort of organically came to be known as the Activist Coffee Shop. There was a young person was killed in the community by a police officer, and there was a group that wanted to meet and just grieve the loss. It
yes.
wasn't, you know, anti this or that. It was just grief. And they were rejected from another coffee shop. And I said,
wow,
that's not right, you know. And so I invited them into our space. And then ever since then, we just became the Activist Coffee Shop. So people come there who want change in their community, people who want just to be felt seen or heard, you know. We have a social justice tab. And so we'll give anybody a free cup of coffee. They can ask us to charge it to justice, no questions asked, and we'll take care of your coffee. And, you know, that might be because you just feel beat up. You
right.
know, you just feel kind of sad, or you're just missing community and you want to go somewhere. And so we want to make sure, you know, if nothing else, we can just have a cup of coffee, you know. But the other things that we do, we have an artist wall. So we support local artists. They can come and sell their work, and they often do.
Okay.
We give our space to various community groups, and we don't charge for that. And so there's that part of our work. And then we're just, you know, I like to say we're a landing place. We're where people go when you don't know where to go.
Well, that's a beautiful thing, because there's many people out there just walking around lost.
Whew.
Just find the Whittier Cafe.
It. That's right.
Oh, that's
we'll
great.
There.
You have some wonderful things going on there.
Mm-hmm.
And you also have other activities.
Yes.
In addition to the few you just told me to give me
we
a few more.
So we do a coffee ceremony.
Right.
And this is a big part of what we do. So where I come from in Tigray, it's the northern part of Ethiopia, where unfortunately there's a genocide happening. We do this coffee ceremony. We grew up doing this in our homes. You know, it was normal for me. My mom did it. My aunts did it. You know, it's just traditional. And you do it every day. It's part of our culture. And it was something I wanted to do to sort of bring community together. Because I think what we're missing right now is connection. People are so disconnected. And it's weird because social media makes you think you're very connected.
Exactly.
You know? You know everything about someone, but you have no connection. It's very strange. So what I wanted to do was find a way to bring people together where we actually are together. And you know, our families tend to be very close because we do this coffee ceremony every day. And so we do it every Sunday at the cafe.
Mm-hmm.
Occasionally we won't do it, so you can check our website to make sure it's always updated there, the schedule.
Okay.
But 99% of the time we're there every Sunday at 2 o'clock. And it's a whole, it takes about an hour to an hour and a half to get through the whole ceremony, depending on how many people are there. But we have incense. We have some type of food that we share. Usually it's popcorn. Sometimes it's a bread, a traditional bread. But we roast the beans, brew in a clay pot, just like we did back in the day, way back when coffee was first brewed.
Wow.
Yeah, I call it the original coffee pot. But we brew and we drink together. There's three rounds. It's very strong, very smooth, but very strong. So be aware of that. But it's a lot of fun. And we just all, you know, hang out and talk to one another. And it's been powerful for our community space, especially based on where we're located, you know, in community in the Whittier neighborhood.
So how long have you been doing this Sunday East African ceremony?
Since the day we opened.
Wow.
Can you believe that?
Yes, I can.
Yeah.
Because when it's good, it's good.
It's
and
good.
Let's keep it going.
When it's good, it's good.
And that's a great way to bring people together.
Absolutely.
Because a lot of people are missing that personal touch of connection.
Yes,
right now.
Yes, absolutely.
And it is really sad because we need it more than ever.
Yes, we do.
Especially today.
Ooh, this is the calm before the storm. So
yes,
here we are.
Yes. Yes. Very good. So let me think. You've built an incredible community right here in the Whittier neighborhood.
Yes.
Why did you decide Whittier?
You know, the truth is, I feel like I was called to that space. It was sort of really organic how it happened. It was really natural. A mutual friend knew the owner, previous owner, and they just weren't having a lot of luck with the space. And so she asked me if I'd be interested. And so, it just kind of connected. And we found our way there. But we were there at the right time. You know, unfortunately, the Whittier neighborhood is, there's a lot of gentrification that has occurred and still is occurring.
Yes.
And, you know, you had neighbors who just didn't even talk to each other, to be honest with you.
It's
very sad. It's very sad. But we would find both of these people at the cafe.
Interesting.
It was like a meeting place, a neutral ground. And it is not an exaggeration to say when we would do the coffee ceremony, you would have neighbors who never spoke to each other who would speak to each other. And they told us as much. And
wow.
So we know. And I can only imagine what we don't hear about that happens, you know. And so we kind of became everybody's space. And I got to say, I want to say it was intentional, but I just feel like it was just all, it was a perfect storm, you know. Everything just
right.
kind of came together. And so, you know, we were able to sort of bridge some gaps and, you know, at least start conversations, even if you can't fix anything maybe in that, you know, over a cup of coffee. I think you can. But, you know, at least you could start that process of understanding.
And that's an excellent start over a cup of coffee.
Absolutely.
So
absolutely.
What do you have in store for 2025?
Ooh, we are doing some really fun things. We're being more intentional about our messages and things. We're starting to roast our own beans. So we've had a community roaster who was roasting for us, strictly African beans, and now we're doing our own thing. So we're getting ready to have a big bean party.
Wow.
To have people come and cup our coffee, and you know, some things will be changing there. But we're doing more poetry now. So we don't host it. It's always done by community, but we just partner with community who
sure.
want to do that. So all of that's on our website, though. So you'll be able to see, you know, when we have poetry events and different other things going on.
That is awesome. That is awesome. So how can people find you?
Our website is WhittierCafe.com.
Okay. And you are on Facebook and
yep.
are you on Instagram?
We're on Instagram. Yeah, my young people run that. I don't run
okay.
that, but we're there.
Well, as long as you
Cafe.
Know that it's happening, that's,
right.
that's the main thing.
That's right.
Okay. Well, very good. And you're
yes.
also on, are you on LinkedIn as well?
We are. I'm on LinkedIn. So under my name, Maliti Brahana Meskel. But
okay.
Yeah, so you can find us there. And of course, the cafe, we're open every day, 7 to 7, open till 8 on the weekends. And we're at 1710 East 25th Avenue in the Whittier neighborhood.
And that's on the corner of 25th and
Gilpin. That's right.
Okay, very
yes.
good. Well,
yeah.
thank you so much. I
thank
really
you.
Enjoyed our visit. Maliti, I want to thank you for taking time away from the cafe to visit
yes.
us here at the Kobo Kubo Studios and for community connection.
Thank you for making space for me and people like me to share our stories. It means a lot.
You are so welcome. We are a Colorado where everyone feels seen and heard. And we're going to get back into the music with, yes, another song about coffee. This is Nat King Cole Trio. And we're going to hear You Are the Cream in My Coffee on Kubo Jazz.